following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, Inconclusive Breakdown, Thursday Night Destruction, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. Let's start the show.
Show. I am Justin, joined by Timmy.
Timmy.
All right, we're all here. Boy, this has been a sucky ass week.
Yeah.
for more than one reason, which we'll get to later. We had Gen Con has been an indie this week.
Yep.
And wraps up today. Today's like the family day. 60,000 people were at Gen Con. That's crazy. And they want to expand next year. They want more space, so they were talking to the city about, can we, you know, possibly use Lucas Oil next year and all types of things. And my dog just hit the trash can. So, we didn't get to go, basically financially.
More physically.
But
yeah.
I know a few people went. And
yeah, about 60,000 people.
Yeah, about 60,000 people. The people that I know.
Yeah, there's pictures of all my Facebook.
Yeah, there's a ton of people went that I know that bought a shit ton of games. And I was like, how the hell did you do that? We saved all year. This is the one thing they go to. Apparently it is the biggest gaming convention in North America, if not the world. For tabletop type games, so there was that. Let's just get into TV news here. Terry Crews from Expendables and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and all that said in an interview that he would be honored to play Luke Cage in the Netflix series. Now, no casting has been. He's just kind of putting it out there that, you know, it'd be really cool if I got to play Luke Cage. Cast him. That's fucking great. That would be awesome.
Is he the guy on Everybody Hates Chris?
Yeah, he was the dad.
Yeah, I'm for that.
Yeah. Funny dude, and
He does Old Spice commercials, doesn't he?
Yeah. The power. Yeah, those commercials. Yeah. So I think that would be great, because I really don't know who else you could cast, really. Because Luke Cage kind of does humor sometimes, and Terry Crews is funnier than shit, so. Let's see. Ed Harris, Thandie Newton, and James Marsden, who was Cyclops in the X-Men movies. They're all joined on HBO's miniseries remake of Westworld. So, that's kind of getting interesting. I mean, those are some... Ed Harris is a big-name actor, so...
Yeah.
I mean, if HBO's doing a thing, they can get pretty much anybody they want. TBS and MTV have acquired the rights to syndicate New Girl, which therefore shows that MTV does not know what music is anymore. So,
New Girl.
The Zooey Deschanel show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to be... Comedy Central picked up At Midnight for a second season. Has a pretty funny show. Hosted by Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick, yeah.
Because God knows he hosts everything fucking else.
Nerdist podcast.
Yep. Eddie Izzard was cast in PlayStation Network Powers show they're going to put on there. He will play Wolf, who's kind of like the boogeyman, the big bad guy of that universe. So, Eddie Izzard's stand-up is hilarious.
Yeah, he's pretty
funny.
He's
a funny dude. And he used to do a show on FX. I cannot remember the name of it or I think Julian and Margulies and him did the show where they were identity thieves or something like that that moved into these people's house, and it was a good show, but it was more of a drama. Let's see. Michael James Shaw, who I looked this guy up, and he really hasn't been in much as an actor, but he has been cast as Papa Midnight in NBC's Constantine. Papa Midnight is the voodoo king of New Orleans, and he is, I guess, adversary of Constantine in the comic. But they're kind of saying that they might have to form an uneasy alliance to go after the demons that are coming into our world. So, MTV is developing a show based on the Scream movie franchise. Basically, since Teen Wolf went over big and does great ratings for them, they said, "Well, we'll do Scream."
It wouldn't be the same without that chick, though. I mean, she's got her own show now, Mom or something like that.
Oh, Anna Faris?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of?
Yeah, I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of the parody.
Yeah.
She's hilarious anyway, and she's married to
some guy,
Chris Pratt, yeah, from Guardians of the Galaxy and Parks and Rec. So.
Yeah.
But
it's been a shit week. My brain ain't all there.
Yeah. And this broke last night. Jenna Coleman is going to leave, possibly. This is just a rumor now, non-confirmed, but pretty much confirmed. She's going to leave Doctor Who, probably at the Christmas episode. So your new Doctor is going to have a new companion after the Christmas episode. It just kind of surprised me that she would jump off so soon. But that's all I got for TV news. It was kind of with all the horrible news in entertainment world and the normal world and
Missouri
and
Alaska.
What happened there?
I don't know. Something probably.
Yeah. Well, I know the Pope went to South Korea and North Korea started firing missiles at him.
Yeah,
there was that, you know. But we'll go on to movie news, and this is where it gets sad about the Robin Williams, which everybody knows about by now. We'll talk more about that later in the show. Lauren Bacall passed away at 89. She had a massive stroke. So kind of the golden age of... She was like the last golden age Hollywood actress left. So.
Except for Betty White. But.
Yeah, I guess Betty White's the same age range. So. Yeah. She might actually be a little older.
Yeah, I think Betty's in her 90s.
Yeah.
Betty.
We have good news. We have good news. Michael Bay is leaving the Transformers franchise.
All right.
Hallelujah. Which is fantastic. No reason was given or anything, but he is stepping. We know the reason, but not an official reason. No more racist robots.
You don't like oil sandwich?
Yeah. On Twitter, Vin Diesel teased that Marvel thinks he's an inhuman, or he made some type of inhuman reference. So everybody's thinking that he'll be up to play Black Bolt in the Inhumans movie. And Marvel has announced that there is a script for Inhumans, and they're now looking for a director. Once they have a director, then they'll start casting.
Michael Bay's free.
Shut your face! Even though Black Bolt talking would cause an explosion, and that's Michael Bay, so I hate you.
Yeah, but Vin Diesel, though, man, I mean...
Well, he got to play Groot, but that was just voice.
Yeah, but
so he's not physically.
So he's going to be in this movie and not talk.
Right. Because Black Bolt doesn't talk.
Right.
Because of his power that, what is it, a whisper shatters a mountain type of thing. Yeah.
He's only had a couple good movies. Other than that, he's a complete another douchebag.
Yeah.
Iron Giant. Go watch Iron Giant. That's my favorite Vin Diesel movie. He plays the robot, or Groot, which is awesome. I rewatched that the other day.
Good movie.
Yeah. Martin Lawrence announced that they are doing Bad Boys 3.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that.
But no word on if Michael Bay is coming or if Will Smith is coming back.
Will Smith will be
back. Yeah, I mean, you can't.
He hasn't been doing anything.
He's been trying to raise his dumbass kids.
I think he's going through a divorce, but I don't know.
Nah.
You keep hearing that shit, though.
Yeah, that's one of those. Or they're getting a... If they are, sad. If they're not, okay.
Unless they're stuck in the same guy's dick, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that took a real left turn real quick. Tony Stewart driving the car. DC and Warner Brothers did confirm Jason Momoa is playing Aquaman. We told you this 2 months ago.
Yeah.
A month ago, 2 months ago. DC is also aggressively going to go forward with an Aquaman movie. They have...
Aquaman sucks.
Now see, Zack Snyder actually called into a Detroit radio station to defend Aquaman day before they confirmed that...
That he's the actor?
Yeah. I mean, he was to defend the character, so I'm like, you can't do that. You can't take the bait, but... Warner Brothers, they have two scripts going for Aquaman's solo movie. So they really want this done, which confirms your theory last week. Throw everybody in Batman Superman and then spin off solo movies, which is, I think, the wrong way to do it. I think Marvel did it right, and it shows that it worked. But maybe DC will surprise us.
I doubt it. Anything with DC and surprise usually isn't good.
Yeah.
And that goes for Washington, D.C. as well.
Yeah. We have spoilery rumor bits for Batman Superman. So if you don't want to know what's going to hell is going to happen, skip ahead a few minutes. All right. Pretty much confirmed by somebody that's been working on the set as an extra. Lex has Zod's body. Because it takes place right after Man of Steel.
Really?
There's a few months between them. Lex has somehow gotten a hold of Zod's body. Batman will break into LexCorp to steal some kryptonite, which Lex has been making kryptonite from the world engine from Man vs. Steel. He got a hold of it somehow and he's been synthesizing it. Superman is working for the government. And he feels a ton of guilt about all the destruction and death from Man of Steel movie that happened in the fight with Zod. So him and Batman Superman will fight. Batman wins. Spoiler alert again. Superman holds back. He doesn't... He believes Batman is on the right path, but he doesn't want to kill Batman because you can't kill Batman.
Well, you can't kill Ben Affleck.
I don't know. Jennifer Lopez damn near tried, at least his career.
Well, it's just because her butt smothered his face.
Giggly. if you're going to go.
Ass is steel, right?
Softer than steel, the same principle. The rumor is that the Zod's body thing is Doomsday. They're going to somehow create Doomsday.
With all the kryptonite.
With kryptonite in Zod's body to get the Kryptonian DNA to.
So he's gonna have a big.
And that will be your big bad for Justice League, will be Doomsday. So that actually makes sense as the dog just ripped my arm off.
And they're gonna kill Superman again.
Yeah, that's. You can't do it again. I don't know.
They did such a big production when they killed Superman in the comic.
Oh, I have that somewhere around here. The trade for Death of Superman? Yeah. We'll see. Warner Brothers and DC, we're holding out on you. You surprise us. Ninja Turtles did fantastic box office.
I still haven't seen it.
It's okay. Megan Fox, if they put anybody else in the role, it would have been okay. It would have been a lot better movie.
Not Scarlett Johansson.
No, she's not Scarlett Johansson.
Screech.
Yeah.
Anybody would have been better.
Yeah. That's the they announced a sequel. The rumor for the sequel is that they will introduce Dimension X, if you remember the cartoon, and therefore bring Krang.
Yeah.
Brain in a body.
Well, that's going to be weird.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about that. I always liked Krang. In the cartoon, but we have a release date for the Power Rangers movie, July 22nd, 2016.
No, is this going to be something that pisses me off? Power Rangers movie. I mean, I don't know. I didn't like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Right.
I seen it. I thought it was stupid. Just because all the bullshit. I mean, it wasn't what you're expecting.
Right.
And this movie, I mean, I remember watching Power Rangers. I remember watching it as a kid. I mean, it was cool. You know, we go out and hit each other.
You needed a movie to go out and hit each other? What's wrong with you?
But, I mean, it's just, I mean, they're destroying my childhood here. I mean,
I can see that.
As you get up into your 30s, you'll see even more.
Yeah, yes, you will. Still waiting on that He-Man movie to make me cry.
Dolph Lundgren will be all right.
I would be okay to bring back Dolph as King Dreyskull. Fuck yeah. The Power Rangers movie, I don't know what storyline they would use, what incarnation of Power Rangers they would use, because they've been so many.
Yeah.
So, or they could just completely revamp and reboot and do the whole deal. So I don't know.
You gotta get the Pink Ranger in there, though.
She's on Flashpoint now, and
the show's over now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. But she's fine as hell.
Even now.
She looked better now to me. But...
Well, yeah, she's legal now.
I'm old. This made me scratch my head and go, what the fuck? Simon Cowell, who made your People You Hate list last week.
He's a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, he's developing a musical comedy Roger Rabbit-style movie. With Betty Boop.
I don't think it'll work.
I just want to let that sink in, 30s and 40s, 1900s fans. Betty Boop is going to be coming back to your local theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't she? She was in the Roger Rabbit movie selling smokes in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is the inspiration for Toots from Drawn Together.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Drawn Together, Google that. That show is hilarious. So yeah, that makes no sense and is going to happen because Simon Cowell has stupid money, I guess, and wants to waste it. June 8th, 2018 is the release date for Godzilla 2, which I'm all types of interested about that. This first one, or the remake, was awesome. Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool, came out and said, if they do the Deadpool movie, which is still a big if, and we all know we talked about the CG test footage that came out, that it would be PG-13. It would not be rated R. And he went on to say that, you know, Wolverine is in PG-13 movies stabbing people and you never see the blood. That's what makes it PG-13. Okay, but this is Deadpool. I mean, if everybody had their choice, it would probably be an R, but if they want to make the money, it's going to be PG-13.
Yeah, you gotta get the kids into it.
Yeah. It's not really a kid character, even though he's, I mean, hot and everybody's on his shit right now.
They did okay with him on the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that clip somewhere. I was going to show it to you. So, if you get Deadpool, it'll be PG-13. A prequel is in the works for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It will be called Leatherface, and it will be his origin story. That.
Cool.
Star Wars spoiler news.
Oh.
Mickey Mouse in the house.
The Millennium Falcon hates Harrison Ford.
Again?
No.
Broke his other leg.
Broke his other leg. Basically, the villains are going to be called Inquisitors.
Yes.
Also known
as Inquisition.
They're basically Jedi hunters. Is what it is. It has been that type of fucking day. You will get a much younger Princess Leia in flashback. There will be flashback scenes. And young Princess Leia will be played by Carrie Fisher's daughter. Which is, okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Makes sense.
Vader will appear in flashbacks. There was rumor floating a month or two ago that the wrestler Sheamus...
Yeah.
Is going to be Vader. And everybody's like, yeah, right. I am your father, fella. You know? Well, that might actually be true. Because he said something about he was having fun on the west coast of Ireland. That just happens to be where they were shooting Star Wars scenes at the time. So, that actually might happen. But you won't get to see, you know, the pale skin and fire hair, you just get to see the suit in a flashback. So there's that. That's all I got for movie news.
I heard they're working on a Rush Hour 4.
What?
Yeah.
I do not understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
I don't understand the thoughts that's coming out of their head.
Yeah. The third one was pushing it.
Yeah.
Which one was the third one?
The boat go to Hong Kong or something like that. No, that was the second one.
That was the second one.
The third one.
What am I thinking? What am I thinking of? That was Jackie Chan and he fought Donnie Yen, but Donnie Yen's not been in a Rush Hour movie. What the hell am I thinking of? Owen Wilson in Jackie Chan movie. That's what I'm thinking of. The Shanghai. Yeah, so I...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all confused now. It's cold, but I'm scared.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah,
they don't... they can have, like, Shanghai Midnight and fight black people.
Owen Wilson against Chris... Wow. Owen Wilson versus Chris Tucker. Fight to the death. I'm hoping for a double KO. we get into wrestling news. The Rock's mom and cousin were hit head-on by a drunk driver. He put the pictures up, I believe, on his Facebook or Twitter. Car was just fucking destroyed. Come to find out, the guy was running from the cops. The cops tried to pull him over for a traffic violation. Didn't know he was drunk. He went, oh shit, I'm drunk. Took off speeding, hit The Rock's mom and cousin. The mom and cousin are out of the hospital, recuperating.
So yeah. They didn't get killed.
They did not get killed.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's awesome news.
Or else Rock could be in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he'd have killed a motherfucker and deservedly so, and would have got away with it. He'd have just smiled at the jury and said, "Not guilty, bitches."
I bet he would have got away with it. They would have made an example.
They
would have labeled it roid rage or something.
Have you seen him lately?
Oh yeah.
Holy Christ, he got big. Bigger than normal.
Workout, man.
For the Hercules movie, but
working out, man.
Yeah, which lost huge to Scarlett Johansson's Lucy at the box office.
Well, no shit. Rock without a t-shirt, Scarlett Johansson naked.
No, she's not naked in Lucy.
That's what she was.
No, it's under the skin.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not watching Lucy then.
No, watch Lucy. That's a great fucking flick.
She's not naked. I don't give a shit.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. Alberto Del Rio, we told you about how he was fired for slapping a racist guy. He will appear at today's Triple Mania AAA event in Mexico using the name El Patron, the boss. He also stated in an interview that he cannot wrestle in the United States for a whole year due to his no-compete, which was in his contract. Normal non-compete is 90 days. They've extended it to a whole year on his ass. So, yeah. There was a rumor Rey Mysterio was going to show up because he's in a contract dispute with WWE. That's not going to happen because that's a lawsuit nobody wants to fight against Vince's lawyers. Starting next Wednesday, TNA Impact will be moving to Wednesday. Probably because they don't want to go head-to-head with SmackDown. The SmackDown moves to Thursday coming up, so... And for however long Impact is going to be on the air. Dean Ambrose is going to star in a movie called Lockdown, a WWE and Lionsgate movie. He is a police officer who finds himself trapped inside his own precinct and hunted after crooked cops, and they will stop at nothing to recover the incriminating evidence of their illegal activities.
Kind of sounds like Walking Tall.
Walking Tall mixed with Assault on Precinct 13. So you're getting Dean Ambrose, which it still strikes me that I see him on TV and pay-per-view, and this is the same guy that I saw walking down the sidewalk in Indianapolis asking people for a cigarette.
Oh, you gotta smoke, you gotta smoke.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird to see somebody that you've seen, that, you know.
Yeah.
But apparently WWE has given up on the Bo Dallas gimmick, the Bo Leave motivational speaker thing. Apparently Vince was not a fan from the beginning, and they've already shit on it.
So did they fire the guy?
No.
No.
They'll just send him back to NXT and probably repackage him.
And ship him back.
Xavier Woods went on Twitter and basically said that the new stable with him, Kofi, and Big E was over before it started. They're not going to do anything with it, which is sad because they could have done a whole lot with it. And it was three guys that ain't in a storyline, that ain't doing shit, that they are extremely talented. At least Kofi is with his weird Kofi tits. Just weird, weird.
Is that like bat nipple?
No, it's like he has. He can fit a fucking hot pocket between his chest. He's got like a pouch.
Well, maybe that's how he warms his dinner. Hot pocket.
yeah. So there's that. So that's not going to happen because WWE hates black people.
Not all black
people. Speaking of hating black people.
Hey, Timmy.
MVP from TNA Impact Wrestling. He went to go protest in Ferguson, Missouri about the police shooting. I could really, really, really go off about this, but I don't care.
Where's the salt box?
No, it's probably the dog's toys are in it right now. Yeah, so he went to go protest and whatever. All the other race baiters went. Moving on. At a house show, a TNA house show, Davey Richards broke his leg. No word on how long he'll be out. TNA is waiting to see if it's... because they've taped so far in advance for Impact that if he'll be healed by the time they would tape new stuff, they wouldn't have to take the titles and fix a storyline. But if it's going to be longer, then they'll have to strip them and do a storyline and all that.
So what do they film so far ahead?
Money. It's cheaper to...
So you got one audience there for a month's worth of shows?
Yeah. Yeah. And lately they've been taping in New York, and the crowds have been fantastic.
Well, so. Yeah. Isn't that where they used to do ECW?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of doing it in Orlando, where you don't have wrestling fans coming to the show, you have tourists.
Yeah, yeah. You got and people from fucking Iowa that want to ride fucking Mickey Mouse or something. Anyways, go on.
Wow, that kind of scared me.
Yeah, well, it's been a rough week.
Yeah, it has. It really has. So yeah, we're gonna that's a wait and see. Hope he gets better. Really talented guy, but we'll see. SummerSlam is tonight, and here is your rundown of the matches, and we'll go through who we think is gonna win. Me being the wrestling fan, Timmy being he knows some of them, and Short, I think he might know John Cena.
Yeah.
No, but you can't see him.
Yeah, but you can't see him. He's a ghost. He's pale. And, yeah. it's okay. The dog giggling. Oh, he thinks something's wrong with you.
Cocaine.
Okay. Your 7:30 pre-show kickoff match, which I don't know why they just threw these two together. Rob Van Dam versus Cesaro.
I remember Van Dam.
So who do you think's gonna win?
Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're just shitting all over Cesaro, and which is sad because dude's so fucking good.
Yeah, with a name like Cesaro, you could build him up as like Caesar.
Yeah, he's the Swiss Superman, but they don't know what to do with him.
He's the ape that rules the world.
There you go. Yeah, Van Damme probably wins. Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns.
Randy Orton.
See, that's what I'm thinking because he hardly ever loses at SummerSlam. But
did they drop that Legend Killer bullshit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now he's the Viper. Blah. He's white bread. He's a fucking mayonnaise sandwich on white bread.
At least he didn't say in bread.
No. I think Roman wins just because they're trying to build him up. They want him to be the next big guy, allegedly, but I don't know. I'm going to pick Roman. Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella.
McMahon.
In a You're My Bitch match.
Yeah, the boss ain't gonna lose.
I don't know. McMahon's usually lose at pay-per-views.
They're just thinking, be her bitch? Yeah, right.
They just call each other bitch, and I'm like, this is still a PG show? Yeah. The ending to this is gonna be screwy. It'll be a dusty finish, and, you know, the one twin will turn on the... That's what I'm picking. Nikki Bella turns on Brie Bella and sides with Stephanie. There you go.
See, I told you. I just didn't know that was going to happen.
Yep, that's right. That's my pick. Stephanie wins by shenanigans.
Shenanigans? Is that the place with the goofy shit on the walls? With Montreal sticks?
Yep, and delicious. Chris Jericho versus Bray Wyatt and what could have been a great build-up, but they just kind of screwed the pooch. Rowan and Harper banned from ringside.
I'm picking Jericho just because I don't know Jericho.
Jericho won at the last pay-per-view, and with their 50-50 booking the way they do, you would think Wyatt would win, but this has made no sense. The writers are just fucking up. I'm going to pick Jericho just because I don't know what...
I don't think
their plans for Bray are thought well in advance. Actually, I know their plans for anything isn't well in advance, but... So I'm picking Jericho. A flag match, which they have not stated what the rules of this flag match are. Is it go get your flag? Is it pinfall and submission?
I didn't see the L on that to begin with.
So. Wow.
What the? That's wow.
That
kind of pay-per-view you watching?
Not that kind. Let's see. Rusev versus Jack Swagger. We don't know if it's a go get your flag. Is it a pin your guy? Cover him with a flag?
I'm going Rusev because it sounds Russian.
Yeah, he's the Russian guy.
You're going Swagger. You gotta have Swagger.
Yeah.
You gotta walk with Swagger.
Rusev's so far undefeated. But they're not building it up as he's, you know, like Goldberg's undefeated streak. They're going to... The only time like Rusev's lost has been like Battle Royals or... I don't even think he was in a tag match or some weird bullshit. But the Swagger be the first one to knock him off in a flag match or... If he does, it won't be pinned.
Maybe it'll be like paintball.
What?
Yeah. Capture the flag.
Oh! Hi, I'm new. Yes, I just waved at the microphone.
Good job.
So that's how I think. I think Swagger will win, but it won't be a pin. He'll get the flag.
Yeah,
somehow.
It'll be paintball.
Yeah, it'll be nuts. Lumberjack match, Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose. Probably will be match of the night, fun-wise, to watch.
I'm going with Rollins because he's related to Henry.
There you go.
I'm going with Rollins because the other boy's got a movie to make.
Yeah. Fucking, I'm picking Ambrose just to be different. Intercontinental title match, Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz.
Who's got the belt?
Miz. Miz is now Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat.
I'll go with Ziggler.
Yeah, Ziggler. This sounds cool.
But... Miz just won the belt a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if they want to do a hot switch real quick.
He's already had it too long.
His name sounds dirty.
Keep it moving. If Miz wins, it will be by shenanigans. He'll DQ'd or counted out or some stupid finish to keep the belt.
Or he'll pee on somebody.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Have you seen his wife, Maryse? Yes.
She like to get peed on?
No. I don't know.
You said Maurice, right? That's like a dude's name.
Let me pull up a picture of Miz's wife. Just to,
She pees on him.
Did she, yeah, did she used to have a wiener?
She used to wrestle.
Wrestle with the zipper and trying to get the wiener back in, or what?
She's been in Playboy and everything else, and Miz don't need a belt. His ass won. He gets to go home to that, so...
I don't know, she looks like one of them people stays in the tanning bed too long, though.
Yeah, I guess, well, French-Canadian, they kind of have to.
There you go, Canadian.
So, Miz wins, even if he loses, so...
She's got boobies.
Yep. Yeah. Your Divas title match, Paige versus AJ?
Paige.
Yeah, I think Paige wins.
Isn't she banging...
AJ married Punk.
The other one.
Paige.
Isn't she with that other guy? Daniel Bryan?
No, that's Brie Bella that's fighting Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
And Nikki Bella is dating Cena.
Okay.
As you can see on Total Divas for $9.99 on the network. Fucking plug me multis.
Poke.
yeah, I think Paige wins. Your WWE World Heavyweight title match. John Cena versus Bork Laser. Brock Lesnar.
I'm going to Triple H.
Somehow Triple H always wins.
I'll go with him, Lesnar.
Yeah, Brock wins. Brock's not coming back to put Cena over.
I don't know. You can't see Cena, so he won't see it coming.
Oh, Brock will. Brock sees him. Brock will split his ass open like he did last time they fought. Caught him with a fucking elbow right on the top of the head, split him. And since they're so paranoid about blood now, it'll... Yeah, Bork wins.
Bork.
That's all for wrestling. Sports news, I only have two things.
I don't got a lot. It's good as shit.
No, John Jones hurt his ankle, so his fight with premiere has been moved to January 3rd. So that kind of offshoots all the stage fight they did off the stage and the shit they've been talking on ESPN. There was a rumor that Tony Stewart was going to retire, hold a press conference and retire.
I heard that.
I haven't heard anything more about it.
No,
he's not racing this week. NASCAR did come out with the rule that you are no longer allowed to get out of your cars unless it's on fire.
Yeah.
Until a safety team has arrived, which it should have been already, but...
I think that was already the unwritten rule.
Yeah, now they just...
You see, they should have done something a long time ago, though.
Yeah, but...
I mean, NASCAR is not like a dirt track where you're probably going to lose control unless you really
right.
want it to.
Yeah.
Or something's mechanically wrong.
I can get out of my car anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
unless it's on fire, which, I mean...
It's just a rule. I mean, you don't get out of your car. Even if you won the race, you probably piss somebody off to win the race. You don't get out of your fucking car.
Yeah.
Until you're surrounded by people who got your back.
Yeah, unless until the pit crew's around you. But,
Or at least until the other cars slow down.
Yeah.
Because they're still racing.
That's the thing about the video. I mean, some people, I've heard different things about it. Because they're saying, well, he accelerated...
He tried to
but
swerve to miss the
if you listen to the if you watch the video and you listen to the video, the guy's zooming in on like the back corner.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really gonna hear that engine, you're gonna hear a car that's right here in front of you.
Coming in front of you, yep.
So that's probably what the acceleration is. I'm not saying he didn't accelerate, did not accelerate, whatnot. I mean, it looked like his car went a little faster.
Yeah.
But when you're in that car, you only have a small window that you can see.
Yeah.
You can't see like everybody else sees your car and everything around it.
Yep.
You're only looking through a small window.
Yeah.
Your
and
visibility.
The guy in front swerved to miss the dude.
Yeah.
And Stewart's following on this guy's ass.
And if he's jacking with his radio or hitting a shift or something, not paying attention.
And then he looks up and the dude's standing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and then you, oh shit.
It was a horrible accident. I don't want Stewart to retire. I like Stewart. He's one of the legit Indiana guys. Not like Jeff Gordon.
No, he's from California.
Yeah, unless Brickyard's here, and oh, he's a Hoosier. Yeah, fucker. So I don't know.
I'm still hearing there might be criminal charges. So,
yeah, they're still investigating.
Nobody really knows what's going to happen.
No,
I mean it's a tragic accident.
That's yeah. You got anything else for sports?
I got nothing.
No, that's
like sports.
Yeah, that's kind of
college football's coming around.
Yeah, thank God.
NFL is Thursday night football, Saturday, they're going to have some Saturday games, Sunday games, Monday games.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like with that is you're not giving the players the amount of time they need to heal up for the next game.
Yep.
That's why you only played Sunday and Monday.
Yep, you didn't play Saturday because you didn't want to go up against college football ratings.
Yeah.
Because college football destroys NFL.
And
when they go head-to-head.
The only games you play on Thursday are Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that used to be one game, and now it's two, and now it's three.
Three, yeah. Because NFL Network had to get in on it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give these guys time to heal. I mean, that's why you're having all these injuries. You're not giving them time. They're not trained monkeys. I mean, most of them.
I was waiting for you just to go
there was a
full
thing.
Out pointed hood. I really was. There
was a thing I seen with Jerome Bennis his last season. They followed him around.
Oh, that!
And after
I
he
saw
would
that.
Play
God.
Sunday,
he couldn't walk.
He couldn't get out of bed until Tuesday.
Yeah,
because his legs were all shot, his back, his whole body was fucked up.
Yep.
And it took him that long to get to where he could move around, and then he gets to practice and
shoot him up,
goes
through
him stuff, and then he's ready for the game Sunday.
Yeah.
If you take that time away, you're just gonna end up killing these guys.
Yeah. But it's all about ratings and money now.
It's the no fun league.
Yeah, especially you can't dunk the...
Well, I can kind of agree with that, because...
It throws off the goalpost, yeah.
And then you get everybody sitting there for a half hour waiting.
Hell yeah.
For them to fix the goalpost. Well,
true.
I mean, make it out of something a little better than PVC. That's just me.
Oh, yeah, that's fat.
I mean, if a guy can fuck up your goalpost with his hand...
Yeah, it... Flimsy construction.
Whatever.
For a multi-billion-dollar company.
On to music news.
Yeah. On to music news. I only have two things. Gene Simmons had to fucking open his yap again. God,
yeah.
Stupid bastard. saying that if you're depressed and you talk about suicide, just shut up and do it. And I'm like, dumb fuck.
Yeah, he's come back and apologized and some crap. But dude, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't like
him. I love Kiss, but not anymore. I can't.
I will say this. I have said that to somebody before. But it was somebody I knew. Didn't have the stones to do it anyways. It's somebody who was just looking for attention.
Yeah.
But to make a statement like that, being somebody...
A public figure like that, in a public interview...
Yeah.
You can't be stupid.
Yeah. Shortly after somebody who just did that.
Yeah. The only other thing I have music-wise is Morrissey was dropped by his record label. Because he's...
So now he's No Morrissey?
No Morrissey. Episode title, No Morrissey. That's fucking awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I got for music news. That's.
I got a couple things.
What do you got there?
Foo Fighters coming out with Sonic Highways, their new album, on November 10th. That's about
it. And there's going to be an HBO special. They've been following them around.
Yeah.
It's a special or a miniseries? I think it's a special.
Yeah, I think it's a miniseries.
I mean, it might be a miniseries, because they followed them around in like 8 different towns while they were recording.
Yeah,
so. Special miniseries.
Yeah, special miniseries.
It's going to be special, all right.
Yeah.
Cakes and pods.
Exactly. But they did a little teaser. It was only like 8 seconds long of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about all I know about that. Excuse you, dog.
Dog saying hi or what? Come here.
Got my nuts, man.
He found the peanut butter.
Meshuggah. If anybody knows anything about Meshuggah.
I think the dog just found your sugar.
Meshuggah. Get off Meshuggah. Anyway.
Yeah.
They're reported to be using 9-string guitars instead of 8-string guitars. That's, if you've ever played guitar, that's fucking ridiculous.
Isn't that like getting into banjo territory?
Banjo's only got 5 strings.
Oh, yeah, wow.
They're double banjoing. Soon, double banjo.
Yeah.
Double hand.
It's just like your regular 6-string guitar with 2 bass strings at the top.
Yeah. Hmm. Hey.
It's just dumb.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. And then I have... There was a rumor going around that Chris Adler from Lamb of God was playing drums for Slipknot on their new album or whatever, but... It's totally untrue. Chris Adler said that, it kind of sounds like me, but I don't recall doing it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I think you would remember.
But another rumor that I think is true is Jay Weinberg is playing drums for Slipknot on their new album.
I know that name.
The drummer.
Yeah, Weinberg. Max Weinberg.
Yeah.
And the Max Weinberg 7. It's his son.
Okay. I knew the name. I was like, wait a minute. Fucking Max, Conan, Boss, Slipknot. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Somehow I got there.
Goes back to Kevin Bacon.
So
Slipknot's first TV appearance was on Conan O'Brien.
Yep. God, I remember that. God, I'm old.
Ugh. Yeah, they had all 9 of them in that little fucking stage.
It looked like a little mosh pit.
Yeah.
That all you got?
That's all I got. There was nothing.
Yeah, just with the way things have been this week, and if the sound quality of this episode is weird, we're working on that. I apologize.
Our tech guy's a moron.
Yes, he is.
He's got a board.
Yeah.
Hammered to his head.
Yeah. We're going to do a new segment. Is the Nerdcore Song of the Week. Gonna play Adam Warlock. Try that fucking again. I'm gonna play Adam Warlock "Murdered You," a song about Rocket Raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy. I figured it was kind of apropos as to how good the movie is, and we'll kind of put in a song every week and see what we can do. And if you have suggestions, let us know. And here you go.
Good work, Charlie. Keystone Quadrant. Fellow Guardian, save Star-Lord from the negative zone. I'm hardly ever noticed, but a master with the guns and the strategy. Backing me up is the baddest team in the galaxy. Look Yes, he's a tree, but he's my best friend. And Gamora's the deadliest woman in all the land. And Drax, well, his name says it all. Destroy shit. Once worked a Time League, no, it employed this raccoon. But now that I saved the Earth, people doubt me, I'm for everything in its worth. Back by Stark Industries, something bigger is coming. And so we're armed with every gun on the market. Just a little bit obsessive and compulsive when I'm cruising in space and using my jet propulsion. Point a gun in your face, no, you think it's absurd. I'm a fucking raccoon with the last words you heard. Blam, murdered you. Blam, murdered you. Better tell your people that a raccoon is hurting you. Blam, murdered you. Blam, murdered you.
Kill him, a fucking raccoon.
Blam, murdered you.
Blam, murdered you.
Better tell your people a raccoon is hurting you.
Blam, murdered you.
Blam, murdered you. He used to hold the shield, scoring major victories for Earth out there in the field. And Yondu had a dope mohawk, and Starhawk used to fight alongside, but just don't stop. Fire Lord had a fire staff soar through the air, and Alita O'Gorge, all the fellows would stare. Charlie 27 was a brute and a mensch. Martin X was a genetically modified scientist. The modern team that exists, we protect Earth the best and keep a steady watch, and yo, we never rest. And Quill lost his mother, but we all lost loved ones. That's why we fight so it doesn't happen again. Guardian, put your faith in some aliens from outer space. Don't delay, and just remember, when that gun see your face up the rocket raccoon, well then you might hear me say,
blam, murdered you.
Blam, murdered you.
Better tell your people that a raccoon is hurting you.
Blam, murdered you.
Blam,
murdered you.
Kill him, a fucking raccoon.
Blam, murdered you.
Blam,
murdered you.
Better tell your people a raccoon is hurting you.
Blam, murdered you.
Blam,
murdered you.
Kill him, a fucking raccoon.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My Five Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5-4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks Podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
Now we are. All right, we're back, everybody. Hope you like like the song, if you have suggestions, let us know. And all of our plugs and everybody, all of our friends and the Shining Wizards Network. We are going to... I wanted to talk about the Robin Williams thing. Not as much about the reasons why and the how. But more of our thoughts of... I mean, he was a giant.
Yeah.
Pretty much...
For a small man, he was a giant.
He was a small Sasquatch. He was a hairy, hairy individual.
Yeah.
that ain't no shit.
I mean, the wife came out and said he had known about 6 months that he had Parkinson's. The sheriff released all those details, and then the sheriff came out and said he didn't want to release all those details, but a reporter had put in a thing. And due to, what is it here? California Public Records Act, they had to say it. The sheriff didn't want to come out and give all the basically gruesome fucking details.
Yeah.
But they didn't have, under the law in California, they didn't have a choice. So, that sucks.
That is fucked up.
Yeah. I turned it off when they started saying that. I can't fucking picture that. I have a couple things put down here. He did so much ad-libbing when they did Aladdin that it disqualified them for a screenplay Oscar.
Really?
Yeah. Because he just kind of would do a tangent and, you know, he was genie.
Yeah.
But it screwed him for the Oscar, which they probably would have won.
Yeah, but he made that movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was an avid comic book and video game lover. I believe one of the interviews I saw him doing about comic books... he really liked, DMZ, which is a really good graphic novel, and stuff like that. He loved a lot of the manga, the Japanese. He really loved reading those. Huge video game guy. I mean, hell, he named his daughter Zelda because of Legend of Zelda.
They actually did a TV commercial for the release of one of the Zelda games.
It was for the 3DS, I think. Yeah. Whichever one that was. There was a online petition... to Blizzard. He was huge into World of Warcraft. Loved that game. So an online petition to put him into the next World of Warcraft. And Blizzard said, yes, we are going to do that. He will be a non-playable character, probably in the tavern. I don't play World of Warcraft, so people that do will know this. And we'll either have him doing lines for movies or jokes from the stand-up or something. They'll, you know, get permission with the family and everything to put him in.
You see, I don't know about putting him in a tavern, though. I mean, he's a recovering alcoholic.
Well, that's kind of where the bases where all the players go to before they start their thing, so. But yeah, I could see your point on that. There's another one to put him into the next Legend of Zelda game.
That probably would happen.
Go to change.org. That's where the petition is. I think he would be great as if you remember old Legend of Zelda, there's the old man that says, here, it's dangerous out there, take this.
Yeah.
If they put him as that guy, I think that would be great.
He says, hey, watch your fucking
ass. You know, a little quip every now and then. See that thing flying above your head? Ah, yeah. But I hope they do put him in the Legend of Zelda game. That would be awesome. So what are your, favorite Robin Williams things? I mean, from his stand-up or his movies or...
Favorite movie? Probably Hook. I always love that movie.
That's the first Robin Williams movie I ever seen.
Really? Mine was Popeye.
Well, you're older.
Just because there's a walker over there doesn't mean that I'm that old, but Hook was fantastic. Yeah,
that movie was awesome.
And I even remember, Awakenings.
Yeah.
Which was him and De Niro. I mean, for a sad... dramatic movie. I mean,
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah,
got an Oscar for that.
He did some ad-libbing in Goodwill Hunting. There was a clip on Reddit, and it was when he was talking to Matt Damon. He said something about his wife farting in bed or something like that. He ad-libbed that whole thing, and you can see the cameraman shaking because he was laughing so hard.
Yeah. Oh man, his stand-up was hilarious.
You ever hear his bit about golf?
Yes. Find that YouTube clip. That's fucking hilarious.
Talking about how the only people in Scotland could invent golf.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
He would just go into so many impressions. I mean, if you go back to some of his older stand-up, he'll talk about, like, Jonathan Winters. Most people nowadays don't know who Jonathan Winters is, but if you find out through Robin Williams' impersonation, you find, you know, it all goes back, and he would pay homage to the guys that came before him with his stand-up. And
well, I seen a thing today on Sunday morning. They were talking about him, and he said he actually started his voices and stuff at like the age of 10 because his dad gave him a voice recorder and he'd interview himself doing different voices.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'd love to hear that footage. That's got to be hilarious. Yeah.
But
I mean, he did so much. I mean,
and he could do the dramatic as well as the obviously the comedy.
Yeah.
If you look at like Insomnia or One Hour Photo, creepy.
Oh yeah.
Or Toys was funny and creepy.
Yes. Yeah. That's tragically underrated as a weird, great movie. That was like Willy Wonka-esque, but really, they took it darker than Willy Wonka ever did. But yeah, that's a good one.
Well, you talk about his comedy and everything, but he did so much off the stage, too. I mean, he did stuff for kids.
Yeah, yeah. He was always doing, he was big USO. Find the clip of him recently. It was a few years ago, I believe.
07.
Was it 07?
When everybody turned their back on him.
Yeah. Retreat came up, the Reveille.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's just standing there like, what the hell? Everybody just turned their back on me and the horn's playing.
And then when they're done and everybody turns back around, I mean, he makes everybody laugh about it.
Yeah. That's a great clip. It was sad. I mean, he had been battling depression. There was a thing come out that he had went back into rehab a year ago maybe.
His wife said he's still been sober for a while.
He had been sober. The reason he went into rehab, it wasn't rehab, it was counseling. It was for depression.
Oh.
That's what he was in the show with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, crazy.
For CBS that got canceled.
I can't understand how they canceled that show because CBS and all their TV premieres, you know.
Yeah.
They kept saying, oh, it's number one comedy.
Yeah, and then
so
they canned it.
What the hell is going on there?
Just, if you're battling depression or anything else, just fucking talk to somebody.
Well, Chevy Chase come out and say he's battling the same thing.
Yeah.
I read something that most comedians actually go through this.
Yeah.
It kind of bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, because you're the comedy guy.
I'll hit some spots like that every once in a while. And this is something I want to get into doing, and it does bother me.
Yeah.
It's probably going to happen to me if I keep going the way I'm wanting to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes you think.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think he seemed happiest when he was making other people happy and laugh.
That's,
yeah.
That's how it is, man. I mean,
yeah.
I love to make people laugh. I mean, you know he did just by watching him.
Yeah.
And he was all over the place. I mean, he's like, what's his name? Garth Brooks doing a country concert. Just all over the place, sweating.
Frantic energy.
Yeah.
But it was controlled. It wasn't.
Controlled chaos.
Yeah, it was exactly controlled chaos. That's exactly what
Lewis Black said you couldn't script what he did. Even if you wrote down how he did it, you couldn't do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just that quick.
Yeah. It was just fucking sad as hell. I think it came out, Monday? Monday was
Yeah.
So it's been almost a week. And
it still doesn't seem right, man.
No. And I got to thinking, who are people in that level that when they go, hopefully natural causes, but if by some other reason, who's that level that is going to be that touched that many people? And I can only think of Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very few that come to that level, comedy-wise or other things, that are, when they go, is just going to be, I mean, if Bill Murray goes, I'll be a wreck for months.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Robin Williams thing was just sad, and if you're feeling down or you need somebody to talk to, there's numbers. I got one of them here. I'll just read it out. It's the, let me pull it up here real quick. It is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. Free, confidential, and it will be answered by a trained therapist. So if you need to talk to somebody, call the number. There ain't no shame in it. So, but it's sad, and I feel bad for the family. We'll try to move on. Happy thoughts.
Oh, one thing that they did say, there's still a couple movies that are going to come out.
Yeah, Angriest Man in Brooklyn. And he was really good in Teddy Roosevelt. He's really good in that. But yeah, there's another Night at the Museum, Angriest Man in Brooklyn, and I want to say it's called Merry Fucking Christmas, but they can't put fucking in the title.
Merry Frickin' Christmas.
Merry Frickin' Christmas or something like that. But, yeah, there's a few more movies coming out that he had wrapped up.
He'll still make us laugh for a little longer.
Yeah, and you can always go back and watch the old stuff.
Yeah, I did that one day. I just watched nothing but Robin Williams clips on YouTube.
Yeah, I watched, what the hell was it? I watched Good Will Hunting. I watched Dead Poets Society. Which everybody's been doing the Oh Captain, My Captain thing. Jimmy Fallon did it the other night, standing on the desk. And
oh, there's a photo I come across.
I shouldn't do that. It makes a mess on your phone.
I'll put it on the...
I like it.
Oh, I deleted it. I'll have to find it again. But it's a picture of four different characters that he played.
Oh, is it the drawing? The split? Yeah. It was Jumanji.
Aladdin.
Jumanji. Genie.
Flubber.
Yeah, Flubber was the one with the hair. And it was another one. I think it was just the normal face.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, it was Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah. I saw that. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was good. If I find it, I'll put it on the... page.
Yeah, the Twitter or something.
Twitter.
So we'll try to cheer things up now. We'll go into our top tens. This week we are doing TV Neighbors. We'll start off with that one.
This one was fun to write.
Yeah, this one kind of came pretty easy.
I had to keep kicking people out because I think of somebody else.
Yeah.
There's some that I hope you have that I don't have on my list because I was trying to get more obscure ones. But we'll see how we go here. What's your number 10? We'll start with you, Timmy.
Number 10, I got Wilona from Good Times.
Okay, did not make my list, but that's a great one, yes. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a really good one. You actually did work.
I did.
I'm kind of scared and shocked. I don't know what the hell's going on. All right, what you got for 10?
I got Quagmire.
Yes.
Yeah.
The pervy neighbor boy.
Giggity giggity.
Giggity giggity's right. That's a good one. I got Lewis and Oswald. Drew Carey Show.
Oh, yeah.
They're my number 9.
I forgot about them, man.
Yeah. Because I was like, man, who's from the 90s? And I know there could be a certain black individual that wore glasses and suspenders.
He's on my list, too.
That made somebody's list. And
he might be on my list, too.
Yeah, and I was like, well, they're going to have him. So, what else was going on? Oh, Lewis and Oswald. Duh. The Who's Line crew. So, yeah.
Remember when they made the Buzz Beer popsicles?
Yeah. I miss the Drew Carey Show. God damn, that was funny.
Yeah, I just can't see guys doing this in a bar.
Oh, yeah. Number 9.
I got Mr. Wilson from... Dennis Menace.
I didn't think
of him either.
Wow. I thought I went back pretty far, but now he went further back than me.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That old man was just...
He had patience of fucking Buddha.
Walter Matthau played him in
the... Oh, yeah, in the movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my brother and sister loved that movie growing up. Man, if I'd been him, I'd have killed that kid. Buried him in the backyard, boy. Like, your flowers are coming up good. They have fertilizer this year. Sorry about your loss.
Fresh.
What you got for 9?
I got Lewis and Oswald.
Yeah, Lewis and Oswald. Yeah. Great casting. God, those were great. My number 9, probably your number 1, Doodly Doodly.
Pretty close.
I got Ned Flanders for number 9. Nice. Neighborino.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8.
Number 8. Got Kimmy Gibbler, Full House.
I went with a different female from that era of TV I was watching. But yeah, Kimmy Gibbler. The one that didn't do meth.
She seemed like it, though.
Yeah, she seemed like it, yeah.
I ain't no shit.
We have to you for number 8.
I got 6 from Blossom.
Oh. That's where I thought you were going.
No, I need Jenna Van Oy, I think was her name.
Yeah, something like that.
Have you seen pictures of her lately?
Huh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Allow me to pull that up real quick, because... there was a...
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's her.
I think the phrase I'm looking for is dead ass.
I'd say...
yeah, I can't think right now. All the blood left me. We'll go to my number 8 just to move on from the picture on the screen that I got to get rid of. Oh,
I just barely seen that one. Go back. Need flashback.
My number 8, Arthur Fonzarelli.
Oh,
the
nice.
Fonz.
Yeah. Well, would he be a neighbor since he lived in the garage above the...
I counted him as a neighbor. I mean...
We'll give it to you.
Yeah, you know, Mr. C. Which picture are you looking at? This one?
No, that one? That one.
This one?
Oh. There you go.
All right, what you got for number 7 there?
Number 7. Got Urkel.
Yeah, that's the one I knew somebody would have him.
Fucking Urkel.
Now, do you have Steve Urkel or Stephen Urkel?
Urkel.
Stefan Urkel.
My fault. No.
One and the same. Until they cloned him or something.
Fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. He's the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh.
Yeah, in the cartoon.
Have you ever seen him in... he did a horror movie.
Yes!
It was horrible.
What the fuck is the name? Yeah, he couldn't act out of a fucking paper bag.
No.
And I'm like, wow, man, if you ain't got the black cop... I can't remember the black cop's name. Carl.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Johnson... Something.
Reginald Bell Johnson.
There you go.
Cause he has
I knew there was a V in there, too. What the?
That ain't her.
That looks like a dude.
Does that say fisting?
Fasting.
Oh, okay.
Wow, you can't see L's and you can't see...
Close enough.
One can't see consonants and the other's fucking up vowels. There we go.
I said intermittent fisting. I just had to...
Well, you can't go constant. I ain't Jesus.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Number 7.
I was never a big show, or a big fan of the show, but Kramer.
From Seinfeld, yeah.
Yeah.
They were all kind of... Well, no, he was the only neighbor, wasn't he?
Cosmo
it was George. Kramer. George lived...
In a different building.
Different building, and Elaine lived on, like, a different building. Floor.
Kramer lived, like, right across.
Yeah, the, Kramer was right across.
Newman's
the
only one, other one that lived in the building.
Yeah.
He lived, like, in the basement or something.
Yeah.
Newman.
That makes me want to watch Space Jam again. My number 7 is the Reverend Fred Rogers.
Nice.
He was everybody's neighbor.
Oh, yeah. He
Mr.
is.
Mr. Rogers.
Didn't even think about that, man.
Yep. Howdy, neighbor. The original Ned Flanders.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I still love that gif of him flipping off the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It's up there with my Johnny Cash picture of him flipping off the camera. Yeah. I just want a wall of pictures of famous people flipping off the camera.
You might be high, but you'll never be Johnny Cash eating cake in a bush.
Number 6.
Anyways, number 6. I got the Darcys.
Yes.
They're on my list, too.
Yep, they're on mine. Now, you got Steve or Jefferson?
Jefferson. Because the other guy, it was...
Steve went crazy. He became a lumberjack, didn't he?
It wasn't Darcy.
Yeah, something like that.
Steve something. Yeah, they were like the first two years or something like that.
Yeah. Now that we said that, I'm going to have to look that up. What the hell was...
And then he ended up making a cameo appearance. He was a park ranger or something. Went fucking crazy.
Yeah. Because he became a forest ranger. Steve Rhodes. They were the Rhodeses. Yeah. American Dream, if you will. Yeah.
First couple seasons, 2 or 3.
Yeah. But that's a good pick. Yep. You for 6.
Barney Rubble.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Fred Flintstone's autistic buddy. He had to be autistic. You see his son? Son came out super powered.
Bam, bam.
Got that
bam,
retard strength.
Bam,
fuck
bam.
Yeah.
You seen the porno? Ooh.
No.
I think I saw a clip.
Instead of bam, it's bang, bang, bang.
I didn't see that. I saw Betty and Wilma.
Oh, yeah, that's the classy part, too.
That's the classy part.
Nice.
Come across your phone there?
Allegedly, I don't watch that stuff.
Allegedly.
Anymore.
anymore,
or
right
any
now.
Less.
So yours was Barney Rubble. Yeah. My number six is Penny. Big Bang
nice.
Theory.
Yeah. She almost made my list.
Yeah.
She was on there and she got booted.
I was like, man, I need another hot chick. Fuck. Kaylee Cuoco's a fucking banging chick. Bless you.
She's banging a chick. I'd like to watch that.
Yeah.
I see that.
Can she dress up? Can she dress up as Betty and Wilma?
Whatever she wants. I don't give a shit.
I'm doing going to Comic-Con. All right. Number five.
Number five. Mr. Feeny.
Damn it, he stole it. We should have done a neighbor draft. He'd been my fucking number one. No. Topanga lived close to, didn't she?
No, she lived like straight away.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Feeny. That's a good one. Number five.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Ah.
Yeah. My number five is Jefferson. Darcy. Now, I should have went with George Jefferson now that I'm thinking of it.
Moving on up?
This is before Moving On Up, when he was a neighbor to Archie Bunker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he got the spinoff.
Yep.
Number four.
I got the Rebels.
Yep. We've already went into that in explicit detail.
Very explicit.
I see you have a donut as well. I mean... Four.
I got Urkel.
Yeah, he made that show. It wasn't even supposed to be about him.
No.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be about the dad.
And he'd even been on Step by Step. You remember Step by Step? Made a cameo on there. Made a cameo on Full House.
Oh yeah, they.
Because that was all TGIF.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Back in the day. Back when shows were good.
Back when you were able to watch TV as a family on Friday night.
Yeah. My number four. I had a crush on her, and still have a crush on her, Winnie Cooper, Danica McKellar from the Wonder Years. She's a genius. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Like, legit math genius.
Fucking smart.
She's had, like, papers published, and holy shit. Yeah, that's my number four. Number three?
No, I got Cosmo Kramer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three?
I got Marcy and Jefferson.
Yeah. I got Cleveland Brown.
Yeah.
Because I figured somebody would go Quagmire, and I'm like... Every time I would picture Family Guy, I would picture Cleveland going, no.
Oh, the song on the Cleveland show has been stuck in my head for like 2.5 years.
So, yeah, they canceled it, though. They moved American Dad to fucking TBS.
So if they canceled the Cleveland show, is he going to move back to Quahog?
There was a joke, one of the last Family Guys I watched, because I don't watch it regularly, was... Did you hear the rumor of the black guy's coming back? Just a rumor. No, that was the end of it. I'm like, wow. Peter Griffin, pointy white hood. Number two.
I got the Flanders.
Ned and Maude. Rod and Todd.
Yeah.
Number two.
Flanders.
Damn it. I got Larry Dallas. Three's Company.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the Regal Beagle, bitches. We're going to pick up bitches.
Nice.
Yeah. I almost went Mr. Furley.
Yeah.
But he was the landlord, and I was like, man. Yeah. Larry was more the neighbor, and Furley was just coming in to try and catch Jack banging Chrissy or something like that.
Not being gay.
Not being gay. Yeah, that was the whole... Yeah, that was the gist of the show. Is John Ritter gay? No. Have you seen Suzanne Summers back then? And Joyce DeWitt. She's from Muncie. You know that? Joyce DeWitt, the brunette from Three's Company. She's from Muncie. Went to Ball State.
Which, see, you can get out of Indiana.
Yeah. Just get pulled back magically. Number ones.
I got Wilson.
Yep. I knew somebody was going to. I knew you would go with Wilson, yeah.
I got Wilson.
Yeah, I went with Feeney.
All right.
Because I knew you would have Wilson.
So I think his real name is Wilson Jr.
Yeah, Wilson was his... Really? Well, that's worse than like Stan Lee would name comic book characters, and they would have the first initial for first name and last name. Peter Parker, Reed Richards, Bruce Banner. I'm like, Wilson, really?
Well, it's like when they revealed Kramer's first name.
Yeah.
I actually got to stay up. That was like a TV event back in the day.
Yeah.
And then it's Cosmo. It's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Larry David took the helper when he wrote that episode. Let's go to our next top 10 will be pop culture conspiracies. Now, these are not...
I got a gap in my list. I'm going to fling it.
Oh, boy. Now, these are not, JFK was killed by the grassy knoll. These are more pop culture.
It was a mafia hit.
Well, CIA, Mafia, it's all the same fucking thing. Hi, NSA! So we'll start, these are more comic, movie, TV type of things, so start with you, number 10.
I got the death of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Because once it was revealed about the Kennedy thing, then she was screwing around with the mob guy.
Yeah.
The mob guy probably killed, Kennedy too.
Allegedly.
Cuba. No, CIA. NSA, NBC, you know, all that.
I saw a shirt the other day that was said Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and it was like a resort shirt. But not in an ironic way. It was like not in an ironic way. It was like, you know, if you go to like Hilton Head, South Carolina, and you get one of those shirts, and I'm like, and I looked at my brother and I go, I got sent to Gitmo, and all I got was this fucking shirt.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What do you got for number 10?
The Smurfs are communist.
Damn it, you stole mine! Yeah. That's on my list.
I can see that.
Guy at IU wrote a fucking thesis paper about it.
It does appear that they are communist. There's only one woman.
There's one woman. Everybody has their own set, specific job. There's one leader, and he wears a red hat. It has a Stalin beard.
It could be the Klan. Could be the Klan.
Pointy red hat, not white.
But the rest of them were white.
That's true.
And allegedly. I'm not a member. I'm not a card-carrying member. Then the Klan.
The Smurfs are something. They're Swedish, which kind of makes me wonder.
A meatball.
But, that's a good one. That made my list. I don't agree with all these on mine. Some of them I do think are legit, but I don't with my number 10, is that Dr. House is the adult version of Doogie Howser.
Yeah, I saw that too.
No. Yeah. I just think that's funny. That Neil Patrick Harris grew up to be an angry British guy.
Wasn't there a thing
who's
where...
Who's in a band?
Who's in a band?
Peter Dinklage and House look alike or whatever.
Yeah.
Like he took a Mario mushroom.
That's fucking great.
That's awesome.
Somebody online, make a picture of Dr. House and fucking Peter Dinklage and like Photoshop.
Oh, it's been done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Photoshop House out of the knees and let's see how they match. All right, number 9.
Number 9, Natalie Wood murder.
Yeah, that's a... I kind of think that one happened. I think he drowned a bitch.
Oh, yeah. He choked a bitch.
With water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
Number 9.
I got the Flintstones and the Jetsons are both in the future.
Yes.
They're just different classes.
Yep.
And I don't know where the dinosaurs came from.
The oil was turned back into dinosaurs.
Okay.
Reverse dinosaur monsters.
Kind of Jurassic Park-y.
Yeah,
There we go. My number 9, I think this one could have been legit, and I think this could be a awesome issue of Batman if they do another Elseworlds. Alfred hired the robber to kill the Waynes. He wanted all of them killed so he would inherit the money, but Bruce survived because the guy didn't shoot, he just shot the mom and dad, and Alfred has been taking care of him out of guilt.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I saw a thing that said that Alfred was his real dad.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
That's a little more far-fetched.
Yeah, but I think if you were going to write an Elseworlds, that would be a fucking awesome one to write.
Yeah.
So that's my number 9. Number 8?
John Lennon's killer was a mind-controlled CIA assassin.
CIA was keeping records on everybody, and they didn't like Lennon because of the hippie shit. So.
Yeah.
That one might actually be legit. Oh, yours are death and fucking could be legit.
I know.
It kind of explains a lot about things. What you got for number 8?
I got RoboCop is supposed to be Jesus.
What? Explain that one if you can.
I didn't write anything else down about it, but
RoboJesus.
Well,
he dies and he gets brought back.
He's resurrected and then
okay.
And then he's
and he fights the T-8000 or T no, it's T-1000. That's Terminator. I'm all confused.
He fights the Benford 2100.
Oh, so we got RoboCop Jesus. Oh, I think that might be that might be episode title. My number 8, the cartoon Ed, Edd n Eddy takes place in purgatory. That everybody has died. They all live in purgatory.
Okay. So stupid. That show was so dumb.
I love that show.
I watched it, yeah.
I love Jack and Zayde. Yeah. Big stupid head. Yeah. Number seven.
Number seven. That Tupac and Elvis are alive and well.
They're on my list, too.
Yeah, Elvis is on mine. He runs a diner in Mississippi. Allegedly.
Peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, yeah.
Well, if you've ever seen Bubba Hotep.
Yes! Yes! Oh, God damn it, that movie. You ever seen it?
No.
Oh, sweet Jesus, I don't have the DVD no more. You have to find Bubba Hotep. I think it might be on Netflix.
It's a Bruce Campbell movie.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell and Ozzie Davis.
He's the king, Elvis, and his roommate is a black guy who believes he's JFK.
And Monsters Attack. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's so stupid, it's funny.
It's classic. So that was yours?
Yeah.
Okay. You know
what I mean? It's on to me.
Yeah. Number seven?
Snow White is about cocaine.
I can see that.
I've heard that one too, yeah.
And
that explains why the dwarfs had the big noses.
Well, the dwarfs are all the different stages of being on cocaine.
Yeah, you end up at the dock. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it said. Like you start out happy, and then you get sleepy, and then...
You're sneezy.
You're dopey, and you get sneezy or whatever, and then you have to go to the dock.
We're shaky.
Remorseful death.
That'd have been a good one for Michael J. Fox to play.
Oh, shit.
Shaky dwarf.
I'm going to make a shaky joke, but I'm not going to. My number seven is that on Rugrats, they were all in Angelica's mind. Phil and Lil were the result of an abortion. Tommy died. I think it was something. That's why the dad's always making toys for the son he never had. That was on YouTube. I saw that. I was like, that's just fucking twisted and bizarre.
And she's the only one that can talk to the babies.
And the adults. She can talk to both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a twisted one. All right, number six.
Number six, that Fox predicted 9/11.
Yes, I have that on mine. Yeah.
You seen the picture?
Yeah. Are you talking about the Simpsons picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I went with Lone Gunman. You remember that TV show?
No.
It was a spinoff of X-Files.
Okay.
And this was 98, predicted that somebody was going to fly an airplane into the Twin Towers.
Huh.
It was on their pilot episode.
There's a lot of things about the Simpsons.
Predicting shit.
Like they supposedly predicted the World Cup ending or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, they've done both, yeah. No wonder Sam Simon's richer than fuck. we're on to you for six.
Marilyn Manson had one of his ribs cut out so he could suck his own dick.
Yeah. God knows nobody else was doing it. But he still ended up with like Rose McGowan for a while. And
yeah.
How? Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many rumors about Marilyn Manson because everybody was just trying to
demonize him. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Make him out to be a...
He's just a sad, weird kid from Ohio.
Yeah.
Who's now rich and...
And that he was supposedly the guy from
Wonder Years. Yeah. That one was around for a long time.
Yeah.
My number six, you remember the show The Magic School Bus?
Yeah.
Those kids grew up...
And became the...
Planeteers for Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Ah.
I have to pull up this picture because...
Yeah, they're all...
I would have figured it had been
the redhead and the black kid and the, yeah.
Yeah. But,
Go Planet.
Yeah. That's, the only thing he's missing is a black chick.
There's no black chick.
Down there in the bottom.
That's a dude.
It's a dude.
It's like a black chick. Who's the one talking to the blonde? That's a black chick.
That's the... There's your... Him. There's that.
Indian kid.
There's this. There's that. There's this.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It all matches. Number five.
Number five. What about number five?
You for five.
Oh, Stanley Kubrick directed The Moon Landings.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that one too, and that could not be true?
Allegedly?
Question mark allegedly? Kinda, maybe? But... All right, we got the five there.
The Fresh Prince is dead.
I had heard this one too.
Like, apparently he got shot when he was on the basketball court in Philly or whatever. In
West Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Yeah.
I was that close to just going into the whole fucking song.
And then Uncle Phil's house is heaven.
That's why they don't got no roof. Have you ever seen that clip?
Huh.
It's all the families around talking about how rich they are. And they go, yeah, we're rich. My money makes money. Ha, ha, ha. And then it's Will sitting on the studio. Going, we so rich, how come we ain't got no roof? And it pans up and it's the top of the studio. I'm like, well, that's fourth wall breaking right there. But yeah, I saw that one about Fresh Prince. My number five is at the Smurfs or Commies. So we already went over that.
Mm-hmm.
Number four?
This goes back to John Lennon. Stephen King killed John
Lennon. Yeah, I saw that one too. I'm like, what? Nah. 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 All right.
That's weird.
Yeah, what you got for four?
I got Springfield, the Simpsons town, is stuck in the same year over and over and over.
That's why nobody ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're stuck in a different dimension, but the whole world around them keeps going.
I see, I would like, if they ever do the crossover, that could be the, that's how they could bring in Futurama.
Yeah.
Because Springfield got froze at a certain point.
And
but the world has continued on, and it, when they like come out of the bubble, it's Futurama time.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. Patent pending. I just came up with that. I want fucking credit if it happens.
Yeah, I'm sure that.
Number four for me is Adventure Time. Is the dreams of a boy named Finn, who's in a coma.
Are we on number three?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Finn's in a coma, and Adventure Time is just his coma dreams.
I had some of them.
Yeah, I know you did. Fucking frightening. I was scared the shit out of us. Number three.
All right, they say if you listen to the Beatles music, this is actually true.
I missed one.
If you actually listen to the music, that Paul McCartney died in a car accident in 1966 and was replaced with a lookalike.
Ringo Starr. Oh, wait, no.
So they said it makes sense.
George Carlin.
If you listen to the music, it's all there. So
yeah. Gene Simmons. I blame Gene Simmons for everything. He just replaced him. Put him in Paul makeup. Yeah, there you go. Number three.
This one's weird.
Alright.
SpongeBob and everybody in Bikini Bottom are mutants.
Because of nuclear fallout from the tests. Yep.
Because apparently Bikini Atoll is where they tested some nuclear weapons or whatever, and Bikini Bottom is right below that.
Yep. I saw that one. I'm like, well, that kind of makes sense.
Except for the fire underwater and all that.
Weird, bizarre shit, yeah. How do you drown underwater? Remember, there was...
They have a beach underwater. That's actually true. I've seen that.
Yeah, but the one where SpongeBob makes the bubble buddy, and he's playing with a friend, and he buries the friend up to the neck. And he's like, okay, bubble buddy, make sure you uncover him before high tide comes in. I'm like, you're underwater. How the fuck's high tide coming in?
Yeah.
Stupid shit like that. My number three is Elvis. Or Tupac. Or Biggie. They're all alive. You ever hear the Biggie and Tupac joke? They're like, yeah, I'd like a Biggie fry and Tupac candy. Oh, yeah!
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't say it was a good joke. It was a fucking joke. Number two.
Number two, Beyonce was never pregnant.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
So,
fuck them. This
it's all smoke and mirrors bullshit. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cody Rhodes. Next.
My last two are Elvis and Tupac.
Okay. My number two was Lone Gunman predicted 9/11. So, what's your number one?
That Orson Welles' War of the World broadcast was psychological warfare.
I heard that.
I think that was military setup. Yeah, I kind of think that one was. To see if the military could panic the populace by programming.
They fucking did it.
Hell yeah, they did. I remember it like it was yesterday. That's where you make your old people joke.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had the radio. You still have the radio.
I don't have a radio, actually.
Liars.
I have it on my phone. Your number one was Tupac?
Yep.
Yeah. He never died. He just got turned into Swiss cheese.
That too.
That's a bang bang joke.
Yeah, I got it.
My number one, I think this one's legit. Stan Lee, throughout all the Marvel movies, is the Watcher.
I've seen that.
He's Watu the Watcher.
The Watu the Watcher, yeah. I saw that.
I was like, son of a bitch, that makes sense. Because he's always in a movie, he always just pops up and he doesn't do anything. He's just watching.
Yeah.
And shit's going on around him. I'm like, fuck, they wrote the Watcher into the fucking... Yeah.
He's even in the cartoons.
Yeah. He's the janitor on Ultimate Spider-Man or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, son of a bitch. That one makes legit sense. So that was our top 10 pop culture conspiracy theories. Some are real, some are...
Alleged.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have said all are alleged, some are real.
Yeah, that too.
Take your pick.
Our fan casting this week is Saved by the Bell.
The movie or the TV show?
Yes. In honor of the unauthorized Saved by the Bell that's coming on Lifetime soon.
Yeah.
So we will start with... I'll do a character rundown of who we're going to do. Screech, Kelly, Jesse, Lisa, Zach, Slater, your normal six, Mr. Belding, guy who runs the Max, which was their restaurant hangout, Tori, who they brought on later, which was supposed to be like Joe from Facts of Life, the tough girl.
Lesbian chick.
they just didn't say it. I think that's what it was supposed to be. With comfortable shoes. And Violet, who ended up being Screech's girlfriend, was played by Tori...
Spelling.
Tori Wilson popped in my head. I'm like, that ain't right. That chick had tits.
Tori Spelling is an ugly, ugly person.
Yes. She should have been on my TV because her dad...
Yeah.
She should have been on my celebrities I hate, but I totally forgot about her because I hate her so much.
Yeah.
Well, what, she squirted out a kid and then what, like...
She squirted out like three or four
7 months later, she squirted out another one?
Yeah. Tie her legs good like you're trusting a chicken to roast, goddammit.
Or let your shit heal up.
Constant fisting, I think is what we're getting into.
You gotta go intermittent.
Yeah, intermittent. So we'll start with Violet. We'll start at the bottom and work our way up.
Alright, so she'd be a chick, right?
Oh, you're going to IMDb, so you're gonna go last.
We'll start. Hold on, I got it right here.
This on
Amanda
Hug and Kiss.
Steinberg. A-M-A-N-D-L-A. It's Amanda Mandel. Stenberg. She's in the Hunger Games.
Amandala.
Here, I'll click on it. She looks like a...
Padme Amidala?
She looks like a goofy chick. But, you know, she looks like a nerd.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, okay, I'll give it to you. Alright. Fuck it. Who you got for Violet?
I got Demi Lovato.
Dude, I can see that, yeah. She was on Fallon the other night. I'm like, damn, you look good.
Yeah.
We ain't got a principal on here, do we?
Fucking Mr. Belding.
Well, he's superintendent now, Shirley.
When did he become Shirley?
Right after the sex change.
I don't know. Don't call me Shirley.
My Violet, I went with Jenna Coleman from Doctor Who. All
right.
Just, I wanted a little, cute little chick that can be nerdy, so... He doesn't get much nerdier than Doctor Who. Tori.
So that'd be a tough-looking broad.
Doesn't have to be, though. I mean, it could be...
A lesbian-looking chick. All right, Elle Fanning.
That's what I got.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Wow. Wasn't even thinking that, but that's a hell of a pick. Both of you went with it. I went with Chloe Moretz. Hit girl.
Yeah.
Tourette's?
No.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yep. Was in, they remade, help me out here, it's the horror movie, Pig's Blood, not The Shining.
Carrie.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, she's in the remake of Carrie, and she's Hit Girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, Hit Girl's tough. You're Tori. All right.
Yeah.
Guy who runs the Max.
Guy
the restaurant.
So you're going to need a crazy guy. Somebody off the wall, kind of, because he was like a magician type bullshit.
Yeah. You're going to fucking steal mine. I know you are.
Bruce Campbell.
I should have known that's where it was going to go.
Well, actually, you know what? No, I was saving him for somebody else.
You're going with Wahlberg.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the restaurant franchise.
The Max is now Wahlberg.
They hang out at Wahlberg.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. All right. Who you got for the guy that runs the Max?
Wayne Static.
Oh, God. That's a hell of a hairnet.
Just the hair.
That's a hell of a hairnet. Now, see, I went with magician. Funny. Oh. Where I thought you were going to go.
Oh.
I went with Penn Jillette.
That's not where I thought you were going.
Where do you think I was going?
The judge from Night Court.
Oh, that would have been... Harry Anderson would have been great. That's a good... There's your answer. Fuck, well, I knew Wahlberg had to get on here somewhere, but... Fuck it, that's awesome.
Mr. Belding.
We're up to Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding, all right, there you go.
There's, I probably just fucked up the sound by clapping.
There's...
Maybe you made it better.
Yeah. I doubt it.
There's my Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell's running the show? Oh, yeah.
All right. Bruce Campbell as Sam Ash from Room.
All right, that makes sense. Who's your Mr. B?
Mark Wahlberg.
Damn it to hell!
That was my wife's idea, by the way.
I guess so.
Mark Wahlberg.
He doesn't.
Ted.
Well, I wouldn't say he couldn't do funny, but then yeah, I've seen the other guys.
You've seen Ted.
And I've seen Ted, so yeah, he can do funny. All right, I'll give you...
Fuck you, Thunder.
For my Mr. Belding, I went with Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live.
I can see that, yeah.
I was going to go Jason Sudeikis, but then I rewatched We're the Millers, and I forgot about him, and looked at Jennifer Aniston for the whole fucking movie. And I was like, oh, Bill Hader. Fuck yeah, let's go with him.
Yeah.
Who gets to be A.C. Slater?
A.C. Slater. Gonna have to go... With
you're pulling this up as we go just to let the people know at home.
I am, yeah. So, oh,
killing time.
Let's go. Come back to
me. All right.
I can't find the guy.
I got Tyler Posey.
Posey.
I don't know. I didn't write anything down about him.
Okay. From Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kid from Made in Manhattan, Jennifer Lopez. He was the son.
Oh. Affleck.
I don't watch Jennifer Lopez movies.
It was an Affleck movie, though.
No. It was Ralph Fiennes.
I thought it was Affleck. I thought he played the congressman.
It was Giggly. I think it was Giggly.
Who were?
Mike Slater, Zac Efron.
That's who I was looking for.
I just stuck him back in high school. High School Musical. I'm free. No, fucker, you're right back in it, Bayside.
I'm going to go with Colin Ford.
Okay.
He was in
We Made a Zoo. Okay. Or We Bought a Zoo.
All right, I'll give you that. Yeah. Buff him up a little. There we go.
Steroids.
Oh, he's on Under the Dome.
There you go.
Okay. That works. All right. Let's go to Zach. Who is your Zach Morris? Who runs the whole, basically, run the whole lame show?
CJ Adams, who's in Godzilla.
He's 8 years old.
He's a little young. Well, this no, actually, picture, he would be legit high school age.
This picture, he looks older.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And he was kind of a little... You know, he wasn't big and buff and shit, so...
Man, yeah, that's true, he wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. Who you got for Zach?
Luke Binward.
Okay.
Is he your father?
B-E.
B-E?
Binford is right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He looks like him.
Yeah, he does look like him. He's been in How to Eat Fried Worms and Dear John, and that's about all I know. Okay. I went with Dave
Chappelle.
Franco.
Couillet.
Dude, he could have been Belding. Fuck. That would have been great. I went with Dave Franco. And if you have seen the latest Madden commercial, hilarious. Kevin Hart slaps the piss out of him. That's all I saw, was just Kevin Hart just slaps his ass.
Is he related to James Franco?
Yes, it's his, he's the younger brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he looks a lot like him.
Yeah, but he's not a douche. So. He didn't get the douche genes.
Allegedly.
Who's your Lisa Turtle?
I'm going to go a route.
And if you've seen her lately...
I've been to the Turtle Club. There were no turtles.
She's,
I'm pulling up a picture of Lark Voorhees right now.
Holy crap.
What the fuck happened to her face?
That would be the, downside effects of plastic surgery.
That one looks like she got hit in the face with a bus right after a baseball bat.
She's that might have been why she had to have the plastic surgery.
She looks like a reverse raccoon right there.
Wow, he said that out loud that I thought in my head.
Sorry.
She didn't look bad as a kid, but
weird. Yeah.
Yeah, the plastic. Don't get plastic surgery, folks.
It's like she fell out of the ugly tree 3 times.
And then it fell on her. Twice. Who you got?
Hit her again. Olivia Holt. She's in that Girl vs. Monster. She's white, so, I mean, it's...
Wow, she's...
She's super white.
She's super white. Yeah. I was going to say she's pale, but...
She's like Taylor Swift white.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, I can... So you're just whitewashing the whole cast.
Well, I'm just... Nice. The picture hadn't loaded, but when I was sold on the name.
Okay. All right, I can't argue with you.
It'd look good on the credits.
Who do you got for Lisa Turtle?
Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer.
K-E-K-E.
Okay. Oh. Okay, she... Aquila and the Bee. She was in Aquila and the Bee. All right, I'll give you that one. That's a good one. For mine, I went with, if I can learn to spell.
Holy shit, is she bald?
Nope. I went with Amber Riley from Glee and Dancing with the Stars and...
And McDonald's.
Oh, shit. Holy shit.
Oh, I got lightheaded.
Supersize that shit.
Oh, my wow, God. They're not allowed to supersize anymore.
No, they're not.
I know. That's why fat people have to get two larges now. They just created a bigger fucking problem.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy Christ. Oh, I apologize. I don't even apologize. Fuck that. Who you got for Jesse Spano? Jesse was the intelligent one.
The nerd.
I'm so excited. Caffeine pills.
I remember that.
That's why I cast my... we will get to this in a second. Who do you got for your nerd?
Naomi Scott.
Naomi Scott.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, she does. Okay. Singer.
She was in Lemonade Mouth.
Terra Nova. She's from the show Terra Nova, which... Another one that Fox fucked up by canceling.
And, you know, early. If you've ever watched Van Wilder... Naomi backwards is I'm on.
I'm going forward, so. Yeah. There was a joke at Walmart, too, but we're not going to get into that. Rest in peace.
On camera.
Timmy wants to say some shit. He can't say some shit. Who you got?
Renee Olstead.
Yes.
She was in Still Standing.
Yep. Winner, winner. I want to see her on caffeine pills. Yep.
Yeah. She's pretty hot.
Yep. For my Jesse Spano, just because I want to recreate the I'm so excited, I'm so scared, crying moment.
That's fucked up.
I went with Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Just because hilarity ensues. All right, we are up to Kelly Kapowski.
That'll be your hot cheerleader.
Yeah.
This one's totally off the book here.
I think all yours have kind of been off the book here.
We're going with, she's new to acting.
Kate Upton?
Kate Upton.
That's your go-to woman.
Yeah,
all right. As a high school, really?
Yeah. She's stupid.
She would get the teacher's attention.
She's stupid. She could have been out back.
You're staying after class, Kelly. Who you got?
Alexandra Daddario.
Yes. From,
Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson and, there was something else she was on. But, yeah.
Men.
Man, I'm just putting the ball on the fucking tee right now. This has been fantastic. Yeah, she's incredibly, gifted. For my Kelly, I went with... Emma Watson.
I can see that.
Yeah.
She looks like she'd still be a high school kid.
Yeah.
She does Brown University or something, doesn't she? Or she dropped out? Or...
Oh, no. She's Ivy League.
Yeah. Actual smart.
Yeah. So. And that brings us to Screech. Oh, Screech.
All right, get ready. This kid looks like a fucking nerd. So.
He's so sound like Mr. Touchdown right now, but that's a wrestler you don't know. All right.
Asa Butterfield. ASA.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, wow. An English actor from Ender's Game. Okay. And he was in Hugo. Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Yeah. Okay. Grow him up a little, yeah. All right, I'll give you that one. There's your Screech. Who's your Screech powers?
Skandar Keens. S-K-A-N. That guy.
Wow. You said Skandar. The first thing in my head was Skandar Ekbar, but that's another wrestling thing.
You know, you perm his hair, and
yeah,
I can see it.
Chronicles of Narnia guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you that. For mine, I want somebody that can be funny and can still look like a dork.
Oh, I'm in it. Christopher Walken?
Timmy Schisler.
Christopher Menzplas. Basically known as McLovin.
McLovin.
Yeah. Or Kick-Ass. He's in Kick-Ass. So.
All right.
What was his name in Kick-Ass?
He became Red Mist.
Yeah. Oh, in the second one, he was the motherfucker or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to... figured here, but
all right, so what's with all these guys having hyphenated last names? I thought that was a chick thing.
I don't know.
But you see it with all these football players now.
I have noticed, yeah, like Hayward Bay and stuff like that. But
Green Ellis.
Oh, the law firm? Ben yeah. Jarvis Green Ellis?
Yeah.
That's the greatest fucking nickname for a football player with that type of name.
Hey, he can represent himself when he gets popped for a DUI.
Well, yeah, gets no game suspension.
Well, as long as you don't beat your old lady in the car.
Well, you can beat your old lady in the car. You just can't do the roids for pot or fucking anything else.
Or secondhand smoke pot.
NFL.
Can I beat off in the car?
Come across your phone.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for this week's show.
Already?
Yeah, we're done.
We're done?
Yep.
We don't have anything else?
I don't. You?
I don't have
anything. All right. You got anything?
Oh, I'm ready for bed.
Time for Timmy to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, you go back to work, don't you?
Yeah, I gotta go back to work tonight.
Poor bastard.
So go ahead, join the Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter at InconclusivePod, at CyborgSumo,
at Chimp Tornado, at Timmy Shizzler,
at Short Timmy. Even though I never post anything on
yeah, that. Yeah, I know.
It's been a piece for me, too.
Send us an email at inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com.
So this would be the second email we've ever received, right?
I've gotten a couple
from the same person.
Network related, yes.
Right.
Follow all the shows on the Shining Wizards Network, and
especially this one, and the others.
And
nice.
And I think that's it. I think we're done with this week's show. Next week. Hopefully nobody famous dies and we don't have to fucking do a depressing show.
Just me, so.
No, shut your mouth. We already talked about that. All right, we'll talk to everybody next week. Bye.
Maybe.